This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world via the internet streaming online. And a special shout out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us all free and safe. A special thank you. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, to everybody, thank you very much for the job you do to keep America rolling right along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, you can follow us at Captain's America, and then there's the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you wrote a very interesting article talking about Nancy Pelosi and her little no war scheme that she had passed the resolution. And then you included a couple of other things in there, which nobody's really mentioned anything about and hadn't even thought about. But go ahead and take that one away.
Well, I've written on General Gerasimov several times, so I didn't have any choice but to kind of bring him up again yesterday. In 2002, I think it was, General Gerasimov, who is the top commander in the Russian military, wrote a thesis, if you will, a doctrine. And what he argues in this is that we are in a very different world when it comes to warfare. And so what he was doing is defining the new lanes of warfare, and the Russian, not only military, but the Kremlin and all wings of the Kremlin have fully adopted the doctrine.
Uh-huh.
Now, in this, his doctrine includes hard power and soft power. It goes across any domain. It goes past boundaries. It goes over boundaries. And that includes tactics that are normal authorization for use in military force does not cover.
Right.
So we haven't really even defined any. We need a new definition of what an act of war is against the United States. Is it cyber? Is it electronic pulse or an EMP? Is it it could be transferring terror groups into our country. It could be that kind of an invasion. It could be through migration. It could be all kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm arguing here is that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room that Congress has debated, but they haven't gotten anywhere because we do need a new AUMF. So when Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, and several other Democrats, says no war. Well, okay, but don't you think our adversaries just heard that?
Oh, yeah.
And I would argue what she's gone back to a pre-9/11 mentality.
Well, that's a big mistake there for everybody that acts that way.
Well,
big
and
mistake.
What she's basically, yeah, I mean, but what she's basically saying to Iran is, we don't care how bad Iran gets, we're not going to war with Iran. Well, Iran has a vote, and we're not trying to go to war with anybody, but
nope.
They're at war with us.
Have been for 40 years.
Okay, so this is really, I'm not inviting anything, but I'm saying that we are in a very different place today. We, and the other battlefield, by the way, that a lot of people tend to forget is space.
Right.
Which is the reason we have now a space force. So when, let's go back to Soleimani. In my article, I posted a map there that wasn't my map. I sourced the map. And his influence covered 7 countries in the
Middle East. Yeah, exactly.
And those were just his militia types.
Right.
His terror groups. It doesn't include what is in Latin America, what is in the United States,
right.
What is in Europe.
That's right.
So if I were anybody sitting on the Armed Services Committee, either in the House or the Senate, I would be pulling Nancy Pelosi aside and I'd say, you know, you're inviting war with that statement.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, back during the 1979 Iran hostage incident, we also had at that time the protests in the street, but those were the get rid of the Shah of Iran's protests, right? So that was the...
No,
weren't they protesting?
They were, and that's when... But that was all the students, too. I remember these were young people that really had invaded our embassy
right.
And took us hostage.
And right now,
right?
A lot of the young people are out on the street doing the same, but they want the mullahs gone.
Yeah, the population of Iran is really kind of a modern society. The average age is under 40.
All right, well, hold that thought.
So
hold that thought. When we come back.
They want a future.
All right, hold that thought. We'll let you continue when we come back, and we'll finish our discussion on that because the Iranian people are in the streets right now, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. And Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Try this bacon. Get to Mixon Fruit Farms today. Skip the line and call ahead. They love local regulars. 941-748-5829.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Had several members drop by my table on Saturday and let us know. And by the way, don't forget that the USCCA is giving away a free gun a day giveaway. But right now, along with the gun, at least until the end of January, you get a year's supply of ammunition with a gun, too. So that's like a gift on a gift. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. The window will open up. You'll see the opportunity to sign up to register for the gun and the free ammunition for 1 year. And then once you do that, it'll open up again to another window that'll ask you about becoming a member and offer you three different levels of membership. And I can tell you that I am a member, and they will give you right off the bat $474 worth of free stuff, including some neat gear from the USCCA and some training information, too. So go over there and check it out and see what they have to offer. The Captain's America Third Watch.com website, USCCA logo link. Now, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we were talking about this article that you've written and talking about Nancy Pelosi's resolution last week, but cybersecurity has hit home. I mean, Texas, we had an example of that, right?
Well, leading into directly after the death of Soleimani, the Department of Homeland Security CISA division, which is the cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency, sent out all kinds of alerts. And they were really about, you better harden your systems. And these alerts were over to state and local governments,
right,
private business, corporations, infrastructure, everything else, saying, hey, you better harden your systems here because, you know, your firewalls had better be in check because we have indications that Iran will use cyber as a countermeasure.
Sure.
And directly after that, here comes Governor Abbott of Texas that says that, in fact, his state was hit with brute force attacks. Now, we don't know the success of them because they never like to talk about if there was any kind of success.
Right.
But they also said when you do your forensics investigation on these cyber hits, please tell us what's going on so we can see if it's happening every place else and we can make the right attributions. So, yeah, it's really what we would necessarily call gray zone warfare, you know, in places that it's not like, you know, a Ramadi or a Fallujah, or the beaches of Normandy.
Now, let's move along to the United States because they have invited North Korea back to the table. What do you think?
Well, he also said he doesn't care if they come back to the table, you know? And I don't either. So here's the deal. We're in these negotiations where Calmay Salazade is leading the talks with the Taliban. What happened a couple days ago? Well, the Taliban had some IEDs out there that killed two of our service members. Well, Trump says he doesn't care if we negotiate with Iran now because of what they're doing. Well, that's the way I feel about the Taliban. I'm ready for a couple of more Moabs to be dropped in Afghanistan. You?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's drop the Israeli one. It's stronger. All right. They do. I'm serious. The Israelis have got a stronger one. Okay. We got our favorite questionnaire on the telephone line. Good morning, Bagham and Bob. What's on your mind?
Pretty good, Captain. Got three things I wanted to ask Denise about this morning, or she comment on.
Go ahead.
One is the impeachment thing that Pelosi's doing. Seems to me they aren't abiding by the Constitution, and I think the Senate can hold them to make a new strict constitutionality because some of the stuff she's doing I don't think is really totally according to Constitution. The second thing is, as far as going to war, the rules of war and stuff like that, I think it makes a big difference as to whether you're dealing with a nuclear or a non-nuclear or power. And the third thing is, as far as even relating to the second, is we used to have somewhat of a missile defense, but I think once that we get these hypersonic warheads in and that they can steer around stuff, and not only that, they can take out our ships at sea, too, because I don't think we can stop anything hypersonic. Anyway, that's it, Captain.
All right, Denise, number one.
if you get a chance, I would watch Life, Liberty, and Levin from last night where he interviewed Senator Tom Cotton. And they did get into the point of the articles of impeachment. Going over to the Senate. It's explained very well. And what the founder said in Federalist and several Federalist papers I've written an article on one of them is the two articles of impeachment are specifically addressed. They were officially not addressed. They were discussed and debated as not being viable reasons for impeachment.
Yeah.
they were trying to call it maladministration back then during the founders, which is really what Nancy and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are describing. That's not impeachable. So I believe that the Senate leadership really does have some good, tactics here on how to deal with the articles if and when they get sent over. She says she's going to send them over, but we don't know when. We're hearing tomorrow. We're hearing, I don't know yet. She first has to vote on a resolution in the House to nominate and confirm the two impeachment managers. Now, as far as the rules of war and what is war, once we decide what war is and with, I don't think it really matters with whom, because if you're a non-nuclear state, if you're a non-nuclear country, you can get nuclear weapons from anybody.
Yep.
I mean, you can have them transferred anywhere.
You can
so
buy
just
them.
Because they yep. have, well, right.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if a country, the only kind of reason a country would have ICBMs is to put a nuclear warhead on them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the fact.
Well, somebody posted an article yesterday about ICBMs being sold to, I believe it was Iran, and was an article from 2005, which may have been true at the time in 2005, but it certainly isn't true today because nobody's done it in a number of years that I know of. How about you?
Well, just because the media, Associated Press, or Reuters, or you know any of these other nuclear weapons watchers haven't published anything, doesn't mean it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would be very suspect to think that you know the non-nuclear. I mean, you know, do we think that Syria doesn't have them? Well, we have no reason to believe that they do, but we also don't have a reason to believe that they don't.
No, because they had a they had a nuclear plant once.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, once. All right. Well, question number three, because we got about a minute.
Well, I think I kind of answered it. We really do have a situation here that we have to redefine here in the United States where our weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm.
And right now our weaknesses are the fact that we haven't fully identified what warfare is,
mm-hmm.
because it has changed substantially in the last 20 years. Let's remember, it wasn't but, 17, 18 years ago that we had our first drone. Now everybody has them. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, now that we have the new battlefield of space and the abilities for some rogue countries to take out some satellites, and just think, if they took out a GPS satellite of the United States,
mm-hmm.
it would lock down the United States. We wouldn't be able to move.
Yeah.
Be over with.
And by the way, we all know that Russia's been collaborating with China, Iran, and North Korea over all
precisely.
Sorts of things. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So I put this at the lap of Nancy Pelosi. Shame on her for saying no war.
Alrighty, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. See you later.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and read the article that she put out there today, the one we were just talking about. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We should have Amanda Mackey calling in. Don't go.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Iranian military commander made a rare public appeal for forgiveness as security forces fired on protesters and outrage over the mistaken downing of a jetliner, which fired up opposition on the streets and stirred dissent within the government's conservative base. It was the second day of protests after the military acknowledged it had launched missiles that brought down a Ukraine International Airlines jet near the Iranian capital on Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board. On Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was asked if he thinks Iran will come to the table now.
Because Iran is being choked off, and Iran's going to have no other opportunity. There's no other way for them to get the money they need to fund the guard, to fund their regime, to fund their malign activities. And you're seeing protests now breaking out across Iran. We've seen it now for several months.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No sacred cows.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Weeknights at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by my friends down at Only Eyes Optical. And if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, then check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Or you can give them a call for an appointment at 941-444-7984. Because they've got an optometrist there, along with Diana Reason, the licensed optician, who will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you've got from those big box stores. Just bring a copy of the ad along with you and give her a chance to meet or beat it. And Diana does care about you and your eyes, because Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you all get a discount, you and your families, on your eyeglasses. So stop by, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. The phone number for an appointment, 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Only Eyes Optical, where I get my eyeglasses. All right. Well, special feature of the program today, we have our Iranian expert, Amanda Mackey, on the line. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, in about 30 seconds, give us the quick version of what it is you did and how come I just called you the Iranian expert.
Well, I think more importantly than anything I've ever done is the fact that, I was born in Iran, and my family immigrated to the United States after the revolution happened. And, that was just really important because of the cultural background that I have, and also the time I spent in the Pentagon. I was there right after 9/11, and worked in the Pentagon for the Army General Council. And obviously just having the background that I do, and my father was also, you know, he escaped. He was against this regime. My family was against the regime. Being military as his family was, you know, those are usually the first to get killed, when there's regime change. So, it was a very challenging, time for my family. And like I said, when my parents immigrated to the United States legally back in 1979, it was done under duress. I mean, they came here with nothing. I worked very hard. My father's studied to become a surgeon. He's still a surgeon to this day. But that's what made it really, really a challenge and made me focus on, you know, something that that could have been my life. What we're seeing the protesters do in Iran right now and the demonstrations that we're seeing, you know, this could have been where I would have been. But fortunately, again, coming here legally and working hard and contributing back to the United States, I've been able to help in other ways working for the U.S. government because I speak Farsi.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the Iranian situation because this kind of reminds me of 1979 in reverse. You've got people out on the streets right now that are protesting the admitted plane shoot down by the IRGC, and they're mad because the government lied to them, and it's kind of been tossed in with everything else that they've been out there protesting about. But the Iranian police and some of the military again yesterday went right back out there with not rubber bullets, with live ammunition, and started firing into the crowd to break it up.
Yeah, they did. They've been firing tear gas into the crowds and ironically what is called Freedom Square, Azadi Square. It really is, I think it's what we're seeing is not dissimilar from what happened in 1979. It was the impetus that Iranians needed. Now think about the protesters. 1,500 protesters were killed, just less
at least.
And we know that over 400 of them were women. So, you know, what we see that's slightly different from, you know, 1979 is how much women and young people are getting involved in the movement because they're so tired of this regime. And I am so proud, as someone who is American of Iranian descent, so proud of our president for taking the initiative to stand in solidarity with the Iranian protesters and not with the regime. I mean, this is a complete 180 of where Obama was. Obama never stood with the protesters when the Green Movement happened back in 2009 after a rigged presidential election in that country when Ahmadinejad won. And so, you know, he stood with the mullahs. He was always trying to turn those foes into friends rather than stand in solidarity with the protesters. And here we have President Trump tweet now the most liked Farsi Persian tweet ever.
Yeah,
is standing in solidarity with the protest.
Yeah, and I'm going to read what he said in the tweet, not in Farsi but in English, and then I'm going to ask you a question about a newspaper that's over there. He said, "To the brave, suffering Iranian people, I've stood with you since the beginning of my presidency, and my administration will continue to stand with you. We are following your protests closely and are inspired by your courage." And then, of course, he went on to warn the Iranians not to harm the protesters or to shoot at them. Now, there's a paper called, and I'm going to butcher this, Etemad Daily, is that what it's called? Etemad?
Etemad, yeah.
Okay, now, the headline yesterday in that paper said, apologize and resign to the government.
Right. That's chant that, you know, those types of fighting words, hearing that from the protesters, hearing that from a newspaper, that's, you know, in America we can say those things.
Mm-hmm.
In Iran, that's, you know, that'll get you jailed, that'll get you killed.
Well, that so, burned down, well, they, what would they do, burn down the paper or something now?
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's the point is they're speaking the people's word. And when you see people in the streets who are willing to risk their lives, who, as we just talked about, are, they are tear gas is being fired into the crowd of protesters, these people are so fed up with a government that does nothing for them. Mm-hmm. The government just skims off the top. People in Iran are suffering. Of course, the economic sanctions are, you know, they're really squeezing the Iranian people. Again, the protests that started just 2 months ago over high gas prices and fuel costs, that's what the Iranian people are saying. We can't take it anymore. You know, the Toman, the Iranian currency, in 1979, it was $1 to every 6 Toman. Now it's 16,000 Toman. It is the inflation, the cost of the fuel, everything that is made, that has been jacked up on Iranians that is so expensive, they're revolting. And it's not dissimilar from what happened, you know, in 1979, where people were, you know, they were tired of some of the policies of the Shah, and they thought that there was no middle class. We needed a different leader. And, you know, there was ushered in through the help of the United States at the time under President Carter.
So let's bring this back to current day. We've only got about a minute before I'm going to let you do what you're going to do there. Current day, modern day, the people over there are not in the best of shape. They're the sanctions are hurting them, and they're having a lot of problems, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is why they're in the streets for the most part, correct?
Well, they're in the streets protesting because of what happened with the downed airliner. It's the secrecy. It's the lack of transparency. It's a government that lies. And that's exactly what happened. They initially said, oh, technical difficulties. Within 3 days, when the Canadians' intelligence showed, no, they had downed this themselves, then they have to admit it. First they said it wasn't, then they said it was. This is what the Iranian people are tired of, the secrecy, the lack of transparency. They're protesting on that.
Now, go ahead and give your tell us what it is you're doing.
Well, I'm running for Congress, and I'm running here in Florida's 13th District, just outside of Tampa in the St. Petersburg area. I think it's really important that we have real leadership and someone who understands, again, the geopolitical issues of the Middle East right now, especially as tensions rise.
I have a question for you. Have we heard one word out of Charlie Crist about any of this? No.
He did say something, but, you know, as usual, it's just kind of a generic thing. You know, again, needing to stand in solidarity the way our president has with the protesters who are risking their lives is really what a leader does. And we have not heard that out of Charlie Crist. So that's, you know, and again, just American conservative values that we need to have in our leadership and our representatives in Congress that we don't have in Charlie Crist.
Okay, so it's Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I, is that the correct spelling?
Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I.com.
And how do they find, okay, there you go, AmandaMackey.com. All right, yeah. Well, we're going to let you go because the music is coming up in my ear, and I appreciate that, and we're going to keep tabs with you as this situation is very fluid, and it could change at any time, and I certainly hope it doesn't get worse for the people. I hope that we see a good end result. So thank you very much for the complete report you gave us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you.
Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I, Amanda Mackey, and we'll have her back again. We've had a number of requests to bring her on because of her expertise with the Iranian folks and whatnot. And good morning, Al. I appreciate your comments there. And good morning to Susie Q. Good morning to Flip. Good morning to the Catwoman and Road Dog. Good morning to John. Good morning to Kyle. Good morning to Deborah. And how you doing up here, Deborah? And good morning to,
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Economy, the unemployment rate. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by my good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm. Now, all of you that are down here from the north that stop by the travel center on the border on the way in, or stop by one of the four of the travel centers in the counties or states or whatnot, then guess what? I will tell you that people are very excited about it because it's in there. They talk about Mixon Fruit Farms, and when you get into Mixon Fruit Farms, you will find out all about the Mixon Groveside Cafe and the great food that they have to offer, and they're homemade. I mean to tell you, their renowned Cuban sandwich, everybody knows about that. It goes in there because they talk about it. Grandma's pot roast, the slow-cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese sandwich. How about the BLT? Oh, boy, is that a goodie with the applewood bacon stacked high, and the amazing Superman sub. I'm telling you, that'll be four slices of a big sub, and it's really something to see. By the way, my buddy Fritz couldn't eat all of it. And the nightclub sub, and then again, the forklift burger, large and in charge. Don't forget about that. Now, all their breads are made there locally. They've got chili, they got soups, they got salad. And you can always finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream. So give them a shout. And that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you hungry yet?
little bit.
I do that to you all the time, but I don't mean to do it. I don't mean to do it on purpose. It's just that that's when their added schedule will come out. Listen, I want to talk just briefly about Iran and everything that you see going on in Iran, the protests and whatnot. It kind of reminds me a little bit in reverse of 1979.
It's what the protests that are taking place.
Yeah,
there.
In reverse.
Well, it shows that it was the fake narrative that the news media was putting out there when they showed the people out in the streets, mourning Soleimani's death, because there was a whole other part of the country that was not out in the streets that were thrilled that he was killed, but it wasn't portrayed that way in the media by any stretch. And now that the people in the country have found that the government completely lied to them about shooting down the passenger aircraft that are taken to the streets again, I don't know how far it's going to go. They got a very, very repressive regime there with a military that can put down these protests when they come up. But again, the people are out in the streets, are hoping to get rid of this guy. I mean, everything that Donald Trump has done is pushed all the right buttons in this thing seemingly, perfectly. The media right now, I mean, I was on a plane yesterday, I'm flipping cable stations, and they're all trying to say, well, you know what? What was the justification for the attack? I mean, it's you're taking a look at taking on a pretty bad guy. And if you could get unrest within Iran and maybe get a change in the way that they do things, I think that that's nothing but positive.
Let me tell you what goes on with this anti-aircraft batteries, just very basic. First of all, they lock onto what's called the transponder, because the transponder is giving off a signal every so many seconds as to what type of aircraft it is, where it is, what it's flying, what its speed is, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. So the Iranians on the ground already knew what this aircraft was, where it was flying, in the direction, the speed it was going, the whole nine yards. They knew, and by the way, the difference between a commercial transponder and a military transponder is the difference between night and day, and I do mean that literally. So they knew this was a commercial plane when they fired at it.
I've heard that too. My only question is, and maybe I'm just siding on the, that they made a mistake, or their equipment is old. Their stuff that they have over there is older Russian stuff. It's not, it's not the state-of-the-art stuff that we would have that might be able to differentiate. Maybe, I'm just throwing this out there, maybe they're just, their equipment is just not that good, and, based on being high alert, that may have shot something down. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't there didn't the United States tell planes to not fly?
There was.
Maybe the equipment was set that, they take any safety measures off. I don't know. I don't have the answer there.
All right. Well, I've got some breaking news here in my local area. I got to get out right now. Now, folks, if you're on I-75 and you're northbound here in the Tampa Bay area, I-75 northbound in the Tampa Bay area, there's a major wreck at the I-75 northbound Fowler exit where a car has run underneath the back end of a large truck. The interstate is currently closed northbound at that direction, and a Bayflight flight has been called in, so they will keep that road shut down until the Bayflight lands and takes whatever the victim or victims is to the hospital. So please avoid I-75 northbound near the Fowler exit. It's already starting to back up. It'll be a big mess. I-75 northbound Fowler exit. The road is closed. All right, well, Chris, let's wander over into some financial stuff, because yesterday Steve Mnuchin was doing a lot of talking, and he talked about the woes for Boeing. He said it could cost the American economy, the GDP, a half a point. Do you agree with that?
Could have, would have, should have. They always whenever you see these various different, whether it be a Treasury Secretary, whether it be economists, they answer questions in the broadest of terms so they can try to, not be wrong. This could happen. Yeah, lots of things could happen. I get hit by a meteor today, too. You're throwing their best guesses out there. As I said, I try not to pay attention to these broad, broad guesses that people put out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, okay, so he's talking about the economic growth will still come in around 2.5% in 2020. That's him, not me. Now, Barron's has come out and said there is no chance of a recession in 2020.
First and foremost, never say never. Never say that there's no chance. I
wouldn't be that bold.
Yeah, I mean, it's is doubtful based upon what's going on. But again, you don't know geopolitically something terrible can happen, God forbid. But as far as the overall economy is concerned, very, very strong. And again, GDP numbers, I put them aside. Most important numbers to me are, you know, can you get a job? We still have, wage growth, still able to get jobs here in this country, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that continues, we're headed on the right path.
Now, Jeremy Siegel, one of the prognosticators out there, has come out and said that the Dow hitting 40,000 is only a few years away.
Again, Matt, you take a look at it as a percentage. The Dow going from where it is today to 40,000 is a lot different, believe it or not, from the Dow going, obviously, just based on a percentage, from the Dow going from 10,000 to 15,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the number, when we see market movements today and they're in the hundreds of points, I'm like, well, yeah, that was a bigger deal when I started in the business 30 years ago than it is today based upon where we're at.
Well, all the futures today, and I hate to do this to you, but all the futures are up. I'll just let it go with that.
No, yeah, I see that. But my point with making this, when Siegel says it can go to 40,000, the number sounds astronomical, but you take a look at how far that is, over a several-year period of time if we get good economic growth. It's very, very plausible that could happen. But you got to take a look at the size of that move. A move from where we're at today to 40,000 is actually a smaller move from the Dow going from 10,000 to 15,000. That makes sense.
Now, explain this one to me, because I'm just going to read it the way this is written. S&P 500 bulls make peace with valuations at 2018 meltdown levels. What are they talking about?
I don't know. I have to read that article. I'm trying to understand what they're saying, too.
Yeah, because I see it, and I'm going, what the heck?
Sometimes the headlines can be a bit confusing.
Well, it sounds like a double talk.
Well, that's welcome to Wall Street. That's what these guys like to do.
All right. And then finally, I want to mention something we found out yesterday. The president over the weekend pointed out to us that both the Saudis and South Korea paid the United States $1.5 billion for the defense of their countries. And somebody made some sort of wisecrack on Facebook. Yeah, I wonder if it went to the Trump Foundation. No, it went to the United States government. Jeez.
Yeah, again, some idiot chiming in doesn't know any better. Yeah, Trump wants more money. And good for him. I mean, I don't think we've still come to a full agreement with South Korea in regards to what's going on there and them poning up more money. I mean, again, calling out countries and making them pay their fair shares is great. Getting NATO to step up and start handling the Middle East would be a fantastic thing. And I hope we continue to go in that direction.
Yeah, by the way, did you watch the football game last night?
Yeah, I did watch a little bit. I was in the airport and then on a plane.
Did you watch all the Bloomberg ads?
Now his commercials come on, I kind
of
flip.
Okay, there was a bunch of Bloomberg ads in there, and he says whether he gets the nomination or not, he's going to continue to spend money to beat Trump. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And, yep, little old Bloomy Bloomberg says, regardless of the circumstances, he's going to spend a bunch of money to beat Donald Trump. Okay, here we go. And again,
do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.